弟兄姊妹，主日平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning on Sunday.
我们先来读两节的经文。
We'll read two passages first.
启示录第三章。
Revelation 3.
七到八节。
Verses 7 through 8.
启示录第三章。
Revelation 3.
七到八节。
Verses 7 through 8.
我们放到了，我们一起中文、英文一起来念。
Once we flip there, we'll read it all together, whether in English or Chinese.
第七节，你要写信给贝拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁、真实、拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为里面有一点力量，也曾坚守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看了，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name.
这一次我在主面前寻求的时候
，As I was seeking before the Lord this time,
主就把这个短语，就是里略有一点力量，赐给我。
The Lord gave me this phrase of, because you have a little power.
所以我今天的话呢，就会借着这个短语，里略有一点力量，有一点的分享。
So today I'll share a little bit, concerning this phrase of "you have a little power."
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our beloved Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you.
谢谢你是生命的主。
Thank you that you are the Lord of life.
我们也谢谢你是那位按时分粮的那一位。
And we thank you that you are the one who blesses and watches over us.
你知道我们每个人的光景。
Lord, you know our every single one of our condition.
你知道我们每个人的需要。
And you know every one of our needs.
今天早晨我们求你来说话。
And so, Lord, this morning we pray and beg that you would once again speak.
将生命的话说在我们中间。
That the words of life would be spoken here.
说在我们的心中。
Into our hearts.
让这些话成为我们的帮助。
And that these words would become our help.
成为我们里面随时的供应。
And that they would be our encouragement in every moment.
愿今天早晨你的话语出来，这是不突然返回。
And Lord, that as your word is dispensed this morning, that it would have its effect.
做成你要做的工作在我们中间。
To accomplish the work that you wish to do among us.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank you and praise you, Lord.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray these things in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen. 那启示录二三章里面的话呢，讲到七个教会。
In Revelations 2 and 3, it speaks of the seven churches.
这七个教会的光景都不一样。
And all of these churches have different conditions.
我们可以根据主对他们所说的话来判断他们属灵的光景。
According to what the Lord said to them, we can see and examine their condition.
有一种的这个就是标准我们可以来用的话。
And if we put it one way,
我们就是来看说主对这个教会有没有责备。
Whether the Lord has a rebuke for this church.
主对这个教会有没有肯定。
Whether the Lord affirms this church.
如果主对一个教会没有责备只有肯定。
If the Lord does not have a rebuke for the church but only affirms it.
我们就知道说这个教会的属灵光景应该是最好的。
Then we...can see that the church's condition is pretty good, is very good.
因为主好像没有给责备他们，没有叫他们悔改。
Because the Lord does not rebuke them and doesn't seem to call for them to repent.
主后面对他们的这个劝勉就是你需要持守。
And his encouragement and reminders of them is that they ought to persevere.
你需要忍耐，你需要至死忠心。
To endure and to remain faithful until the end.
最后主在他们中间来呼召得胜者。
And that the Lord will call out overcomers among them.
这样的教会的话呢我们看有两个。
There are two churches that have this condition.
一个是腓拉铁菲的教会。
The first is the Church of Philadelphia.
我们刚才读的那经文里面就看见主对他们的肯定。
As we just read in the passage, we see the Lord's affirmation for them.
主说我知道你的行为你略有一点力量也曾遵守我的道没有弃绝我的名。这第八节。
In verse 8, he says that I know your deeds, and because you have a little power, and you have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
那另外一个教会的话呢，是斯美拿的教会。
And the other church is the Church of Smyrna.
在启示录第二章第九节后半前半段。
In Revelations 2, verse 9, in the first part.
主这里说，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
He says, I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich.
讲到他们是一个受苦的教会。
And that they are a church in suffering.
讲到他们是经过一个患难的教会。
And that they have passed through tribulation.
讲到他们外面的环境好像是很困难，很贫穷，很缺乏。
And that in their outward condition that they appear to be very poor and have many needs.
但是主在这里面的话呢，对他们有一个很大的肯定。
But the Lord has a great affirmation for them here in these words.
主对他们说，你却是富足的。
But the Lord says, but you are rich.
这个富足的话呢，是讲到生命的富足。
This richness speaks to a richness in life.
因为对这个教会的话呢，主后来是要把生命的冠冕赐给那得胜者。
Because to this church, the Lord will give them a crown of life.
所以你看见说，经过患难，他们的生命是得胜的。
And so we see that in their passing through tribulation, that in their life they are overcoming.
他们的生命是非常富足的。
And their life is very rich.
所以这两个教会是属于第一类，就属灵关系应该是非常好的一个教会。
So these first two churches are ones who we can say their condition is very good.
主对他们只有肯定，没有责备。
The Lord only seems to affirm them and does not really reprove or rebuke them.
第二类的属灵光景的话呢，主对他们既有肯定也有责备。
The second group of churches are ones where the Lord does also affirm them, but also has a bit of a rebuke for them.
并且的话呢，主对他们都有一个悔改的一个呼召。
And the Lord's call to them is to repent.
这里面的话呢，有四个教会。
There are actually four churches in this group.
第一个是以弗所的教会。
The first is the church at Ephesus.
在启示录第二章第二节到第四节这里说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不忍辱恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
In chapter 2 verse 2 through 3, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who will call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you have found them to be false, and you have perseverance.
所以我们看见这里面主有一大段的肯定。
So again, the Lord affirms them here.
他们很公义，他们不能论的恶人。
That they do not tolerate evil men.
他们也有属灵的分辨力，能够分辨出假的使徒来。
And they have this spiritual discernment to know who are false apostles.
他们也有很美好的性格，能够忍耐。
And they are able to persevere.
能够为主的名劳苦。
And to endure for the Lord's name's sake.
但是后面的话呢，第四节主这里有一个责备，就是有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心遗弃了。
But in verse 4, the Lord has this rebuke of them that I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
然后呢，在这一类里面的话，还有其他三个教会，一个是别加摩，一个是推亚推拉，一个是沙迪。
The other three churches in this group are Pergamum,Thyatira and Sardis.
对别加摩和推亚推拉，主也都是前面有肯定，后面有责备。
And for both Thyatira and Pergamum, he begins with these affirmations, but then has rebukes afterwards.
并且的话呢，主说的话呢，都是针对整个教会来说的。
And the Lord's words here are for all of the churches.
然后后面的话呢，有个教会是沙迪。
And then for Sardis,
主也是。这个沙迪教会的话呢，主先是责备。
The Lord begins with a rebuke for the church of Sardis.
然后呢，有一点的肯定。
And then a little bit of affirmation.
但这肯定的话呢，是针对那些少数一些人的。
But that affirmation is only for a few of those that gather at the church of Sardis.
在第三章第四节这里说，然而在沙迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
In chapter 3, verse 4, but you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So when we look at the condition of the church of Sardis, for the majority of them, it is a bit dark.
主跟他们说，按明你是活的，其实你是死的。
And the Lord says, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
主还对他们说，你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的。
And the Lord commands them to wake up and strengthen the things that remain.
那个衰微的话呢，原文是死的。
And which were about to die.
所以在撒迪教会的话，有个特征就是死味很浓。
And so in the church of Sardis, we see that there is this death.
就是缺乏生命,
it lacks life.
所以这是第二类里面的,
so these four churches are in the second group.
那还有最后一类的话呢, 就只有责备, 没有肯定的。
And in this last grouping of churches, it seems that the Lord only has a rebuke for them and there is no affirmation. And this is the church of at Laodicea.
在启示录3章19节这里说, 凡我所疼爱的, 我就责备管教他, 所以你要发热心, 你要悔改。
And in chapter 3, verse 19, it says, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
如果你仔细读老底下这一段,
if you carefully read the letter to the church at Laodicea,
你读来读去的话呢, 看不见主有任何的肯定和表扬。
And it doesn't seem, if we read, it doesn't seem like the Lord has any positives to say about them.
你就是看见说主对他们就是要他们要责备他们要他们悔改。
And that he is full of rebuke for them and that they must repent.
然后呢,我读完,我经过这么一读的话呢,我就有一个问题出来了。
And as I read, I had this question.
因为照我自己读的感觉的话呢,我觉得最黑暗的教会应该是别加摩的教会。
And according to my own understanding and reading, it seems like the one that has the worst condition is Pergamum.
因为在那里的话呢,居然有撒旦的座位。
Because there, Satan appears to dwell in verse 13.
并且的话,在那里的教会的那个信徒的话呢,居然吃祭偶像之物,居然行奸淫的事。
There are those who follow the teaching of Balaam and follow idols.
所以按照行为来讲的话呢,主曾经责备两个教会,一个是别加摩的教会,一个是推亚推拉教会,就是关于他们的行为,他们有行奸淫的事情和吃祭偶像之物。
So, to Pergamum and Thyatira, the Lord rebukes them for these acts of immorality and their indulgence in idolatry.
所以按照我自己读的感觉的话呢,我觉得应该是别加摩和推亚推拉,应该这个最黑暗的教会。
So really, to me, it seems like Pergamum and Thyatira are those that are in the darkest condition.
如果把撒底也算上的话呢,应该也可以理解。
And we can also consider Sardis here.
因为那里面好像没有生命的迹象。
Because it seems like there is no life there in this church.
但是为什么这个好像是老底下变成一个只有责备,没有肯定的教会呢?
So why is it that the church at Laodicea is the one who receives nothing but rebuke?
然后呢,后来我继续读的时候呢,我在看这个奖赏的时候,
and so as I continue to read,
然后我又发现另外一个问题,就是对老底下的奖赏, 居然是与主同坐宝座,
that for the church at Laodicea, the Lord allows them who overcomes to sit down at the throne.
对,就是你悔改,就悔改, 之后呢,得胜者,
that if you repent and you become an overcomer, then you will be seated at the throne of the Father. Just as the Lord sits down with his Father at the throne. I don't think that there's any reward or prize that is greater than this.
在启示录里面的话呢, 关于奖赏,
so in Revelation, if we consider the rewards or the trophies, we can split it into four groups as well.
第一类的话是跟生命有关系的。
First one is concerning life.
以弗所的教会,那些得胜者要吃神生命树的果子。
For the church at Ephesus, that they will be able to eat of the tree of life, the fruit.
四美拿的教会的话,得生命的冠冕。
For the church at Smyrna, that they will receive the crown of life.
第二类的话呢,是跟光明有关系的。
The second group of reward concerns light.
光明。
Crown.
那刚才提到的四美拿就得生命的冠冕。
Like Smyrna, the crown of life.
然后菲拉铁菲的得胜者也要得冠冕。
And Philadelphia, the church at Philadelphia, the overcomers there will also receive a crown.
并且是已经得到了。
In fact, it is one that they have already gained.
因为主在那里说, 不要让人夺去你的冠冕。
Because in verse 11, it says that so that no one will take your crown.
然后还有第三类的话, 是跟名有关系的。
And the third is concerning the name.
跟名字有关系。
Concerning a name.
在那个别加摩的教会的话呢, 那些得胜者, 主要赐给他们一块白石, 上面会写着他们的名字。
To the church of Pergamum, the overcomers, the Lord will give hidden manna and or a white stone, and a new name will be written on the stone.
然后另外教会是撒迪教会,
and the other is the Church of Sardis. Their reward is also relating to a name.
主在那里说, 他要承认他们的名,
the Lord says that he will write down their names.
主在那里说, 那第五节这里说,
in verse 5.
第五节后半段说, 且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
At the latter portion of verse 5, it says, I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before the Father and before his angels.
那还有另外一个教会跟名有关的是菲拉铁菲。
And also the Church of Philadelphia also is rewarded according to a name.
那三章十二节。
In chapter 3, verse 12, in the latter portion it says, And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name.
这个他的话呢, 就是这个得胜者。
This person is an overcomer.
这得胜者的话在神的殿中做柱子的。
And so this overcomer will become a pillar in God's house. So these three churches have a relation to the name. And then the last reward is with regard to
authority.
这里有两个教会, 一个是推亚推拉的教会, first is Thyatira.
那个得胜者的话呢, 神要赐给他们权柄,
And the Lord will give them authority over the nations. And then the last is Laodicea.
那些得胜者,
the Lord will allow them to sit down with him at his throne.
那为什么说这么多这个奖赏里面的话, 好像老底家教会, 那些得胜者, 老底家的得胜者的话, 那个奖赏最高呢?
So why is it that out of all of these rewards that for the church at Laodicea, the overcomers there seem to gain the greatest reward?
你从一个角度来看,
if you look at it from one perspective,
就是说跟主的关系,
with relation to the Lord,
我们都承认了, 跟主的关系就是奖赏,
we feel that our relationship with the Lord is a reward in itself.
如果你跟主的关系越近的话呢, 这个奖赏就越大。
The closer that we are to the Lord, then the greater the reward. And we also know that there is a relationship of between life and the Lord.
但生命的话呢,
and everyone who is saved receives this life.
这个名的话呢, 也是个关系。
And the name of the Lord is also a relationship.
那个关系是从就是主给我们一个名字开始。
It comes with the fact that the Lord gives us a name.
然后呢, 主没有否认我们的名, 就表示这个关系,
and that the Lord does not deny our name means that that relationship is there.
最后的话呢, 主把他自己的名字刻在我们的身上,
and the Lord, towards the end, he carves his own name onto us.
那这个关系就更近了，因为我们身上带着主的名。
And the relationship here is even closer because we are carrying the Lord's name.
然后跟权柄的话呢, 你也能够从这个关系角度来看。
And we can look at it from another perspective as well, for the crown.
因为主肯定只能把权柄交给他最亲近, 最信任的人。
The authority, because the Lord can only give his authority to those who are closest to him.
也是最成熟的人。
And those who are the most pure and simple before him.
所以当你与主同坐宝座的时候, 这个关系没有再亲近的了。
And so when we were seated down at the throne with him, there's no closer relationship. You are dwelling in the Lord's glory. And so the glory that is there from dwelling at the Lord's throne is much greater than the authority over the nations. Because the position of this authority is different.
我们从推亚推拉，我们从那个老底家，就是神称自己的名，就是在第十四节这里。
So in verse 14, the Lord says according to his name.
对，三章十四节这里提到说，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
That beginning of the creation of God says this.
所以这里的话呢，主 称他自己是在神创造万物之上为元首的。
So the Lord says that even at the beginning of His creation, He says.
所以我们这里看见那个权柄是在万有之上为元首的那个主要与得胜者、老底嘉得胜者同坐宝座、同享荣耀、同享那个权柄，这何等大的、何等大的奖赏！
So we see that this reward is so great, and so high because this is in the domain of the God above all creation.
所以这里，所以在读到这里的时候，我就想说，为什么老底嘉的教会没有肯定，只有责备？当他们悔改之后，他们中间的得胜者要得最高的奖赏呢？
So again, I have this thought that as I read to hear that Laodicea is a church with no affirmation and only rebuke, and yet they can gain such a great reward.
我后来也感觉就是说，老底嘉教会的话呢，他们在变成老底嘉的光景之前，他们的属灵光景应该是最高的。
And so my thought was maybe that for the church at Laodicea, before they entered into this condition, that they had a very close and high spiritual relationship with the Lord.
他们应该就是从这个弟兄相爱，就腓拉铁菲的这个光景里面堕落下来，变成老底嘉的光景。
That perhaps they had the same condition as the church at Philadelphia, but fell into their own condition at the church of Laodicea.
所以当他们悔改之后，他们再回到起初的光景，那么就是属灵的最高分。
So that if they are able to repent, then that they will return to this high spiritual condition.
所以主给他们这么高的奖赏。
So the Lord is willing to give them such a great reward.
当我有这个感觉之后的话呢，我就发现说我以前读这一段可能有一个错误的感觉。
And so I realized after I had this thought that as I had read it previously that I had a mistake in my thoughts.
以前的话呢，我以为说我只要找一个腓拉铁菲的教会，然后我在里面聚会，那么我的观点自然而然就是腓拉铁菲的教会，并且远远远。
So I thought in the past that what I needed to do is to find a church like the church at Philadelphia and to meet there, and then my condition would be brought to that same condition.
但这一次读的时候的话呢，就感觉就是说那个其实观念会变化的。
And but as I read this time, I realized that in fact the condition at a church can change.
也许的话呢，这个教会原来观念很好，哎，但是慢慢的时间久了之后呢，就变得不冷不热，哎，就变成老底嘉的观念了。
Maybe in the past it was very good, but over time it becomes hot, neither hot nor cold, and more like the church at Laodicea.
但是呢，如果你悔改的话呢，你又会回到这个腓拉铁菲的光景里面。
But if you repent, then we can return to that condition, like the church in Philadelphia.
然后的话，我的另外感觉就是说，其实这个在同一个教会里面，你可能有一帮弟兄姊妹他是腓拉铁菲的光景，另外一帮的话呢，很可能就是老底嘉的光景。
My other feeling was that even within a church, for those that are gathered there, there may be some who have that condition, like the church in Philadelphia, but there may be others who are like that, like in the church of Laodicea.
然后呢，有一帮另外一帮的话呢，可能是属于这个以弗所里面那光景，就是把起初的爱心失落了。
Maybe there are some who are like at the church of Ephesus who have lost the first love.
那还有另外一帮的话呢，也许就像撒底里面那个穿白衣的与主同行的。
Or even another that like in Sardis that still wear the white garments.
所以你的光景的话呢，不是由其他的弟兄姊妹决定的。
So your own condition is not decided by the brothers and sisters around you.
你的光景的话呢，其实也不在乎，也不是说百分之百由你的教会决定的。
It is not 100% decided by the church that you gather at.
虽然我们会互相影响。
Although we do have interactions with one another and effects on one another.
然后呢，我里面还有感觉，就是说同一个人，他可能的话呢，这段时间是腓拉铁菲的光景。
My other thought was that even within one person, maybe at a certain point in time, they have this condition like the church at Philadelphia.
然后呢，另外一段时间的话呢，他很可能就变成以弗所的光景了。
But then at another moment, they may be like the church at Ephesus.
所以这个情况是会变的。
So our condition itself also changes.
那我们里面就要警醒。
So we need to hold fast.
我们要常常来到主的面前去，让圣灵来光照我们。
We need to come before the Lord and allow the Spirit to examine us.
让我们看见我们真实的光景是什么样子。
So that we would truly see in His light what our condition is.
然后按照主的话，我们愿意悔改。
And that according to the Lord's word, we would be willing to repent.
然后后面的话呢，我们成为得胜者，后面就有奖赏。
And then when we overcome, then we will receive His reward.
然后呢，我快的回到这个原来这个点上面来。
So returning to my original point.
就是主说你略有一点力量。
Because you have a little power.
这个第一个感觉就是很软弱。
My first thought is that it is very weak. There's no strength.
略有一点力量就稍微有一点力量。
He says, because you have a little power, there's just only a little bit.
就是几乎没有力量。
Basically, there is no power.
你如果稍微滑下去一下的话呢, 就一点力量都没有了。
If you slide even a little bit, then there is no power.
所以这是第一个感觉。
So this is the first thought.
并且的话呢, 主说这句话是对腓拉铁腓说的。
And in fact, the Lord said this to the church at Philadelphia.
那是属灵关系最好的教会说的。
The one that has the best condition.
所以那你看其他的关系不好的教会呢?
So what about the churches that have poor condition?
那肯定是软弱的不行了。Then
they must be weak beyond measure.
所以这里面有一个感觉就是在末后的时代的话呢，这普遍的关系是非常软弱的。So
the reminder is that in the end times, that the spiritual condition is very weak.
但是这是普遍的关系，但不是一个正常的关系。
And this may be what is seen, but it is not a normal condition.
It's a general condition, but not a normal condition.
It's what's seen generally, but should not be the normal condition.
因为在神那一面的话呢，神的心意是不满足的。Because
that does not satisfy the Lord's heart.
在人这一面的话呢，这是非常危险的光景。This
is a very dangerous position for man to be in.
因为我们刚才讲到说，这光景，个人的光景，教会的光景会变化的。Because
we see that in man's condition and the church's condition, it can change over time.
如果你只是在这个一点点力量的光景里面的话呢，那你一不小心就落下去，就没有力量了。If
you are at this point where you have almost no strength, then very easily you can lose all of that strength.
那我们该怎么办呢?
So what should we do?
那我自己有个感觉就是说，第一点，你就不能看环境。So
my first thought is that we cannot look at our condition, circumstances around us.
因为越到主要来的日子的时候，这环境越荒凉。Because
the closer we get to the Lord's return, then the darker the time, the condition around us.
不管你是看大的环境，国际环境，国家环境。Whether
you look from a macro perspective, like at the nations, the country,
还是你的小范围的教会的环境。Or
in a smaller, more local, like our church.
还有其他的弟兄姊妹周围的环境。Or
within brothers and sisters themselves.
你都不能看。You
can't look at these.
因为很多时候你看了，可能你也软弱下去了。Because
maybe you look at these and you are brought low and you lose that strength.
我们只有一位能看的。So
there's only one person that we can look at.
就是看我们的主。Which
is to look at our Lord.
我们相信主是信实的。We
believe that the Lord is the true and faithful one.
我们虽然没有力量，但是他有力量。Even
though we may not have strength, he is full of strength.
这个力量这个词的话呢，那个原意的话呢，其实不是指人的力量。
And when we speak of strength and power here, it is not about man's strength or power. It is talking about the Lord's power.
同一个词的话呢,
in many other places where this phrase occurs, it's translated to
mighty power.
Mighty might and power.
就讲到神的大能，讲到圣的能力，讲到这个义能。
Speaking of the Lord's spiritual might.
所以我们知道说, 我们是没有这个异能的。
So within us, we know that we don't have this mightiness.
只有主有这个异能。
Only the Lord has might.
所以我们必须眼目定睛在主的身上。
So we need to fix our gaze upon the Lord.
所以如果你把这个力量变成这个神的大能。
So if we consider this strength more as the Lord's might.
如果我们在我们的教会中间看见圣灵的工作。
If we can see the work of the Holy Spirit in our church,
哪怕只是一点点圣灵的工作,
and even if it's just a little bit,
哪怕只是一点点圣灵, 那个神的大能的彰显,
but it is the revelation of the Lord's might,
不管是在福音聚会里面,
whether in the gospel meeting,
还是在我们的信息聚会里面,
or in our Sunday messages,
只要神显出一点的能力来,
as long as the Lord's little bit of might is seen here,
我们的关系马上就改变了,
then immediately our condition will be changed.
我们马上就被提升了,
we will be lifted up.
好，因着时间的关系的话呢，我就必须停在这里面。
Because of time, I'll end here.
就与弟兄姊妹们共勉。May
brothers and sisters be encouraged.
看我们在这末后的时代，这危险的时代。That
in these end times, these dangerous times.
我们学会住在主的里面。That
we would desire to abide with the Lord.
我们学会持守主的话语。That
we would cling to His word.
我们学会把信心抛锚在幔内。And
that we would want to be hidden in Him.
因为做成那个工作的乃是主自己。Because
the one who does the work is the Lord Himself.
在我们这一面的话呢，我们只需要一点愿意的心。So
that all that we really need is to have a willingness in our hearts.
我们只要凭着信心来交托。And
that we would, in faith, trust it to Him.
我们就能看见说，主一定要把他的工作做成。And
that we will see that the Lord will accomplish this work.
并且他工作做成的时候。And
that when His work is accomplished.
那工作所显出来的是何等的荣耀。That
what is revealed at the completion of that work is so glorious.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
I thank the Lord because my brother's sense is also mine.
这是非常真实的。我在我寻求今天主要我交通神的时候，主也给我一个感觉。我待会儿交通你就知道。我们是，对不起，圣灵在提醒我，声音太浅。
And I thank the Lord because the Lord has reminded me through the same Holy Spirit. And sorry, my volume is a little soft.
这个三年以前我们pandemic 那个新冠疫情刚开始的时候
About 3 years ago when COVID began
我们弟兄提醒我们那个时候非常应时的一篇信息我到今天还记得很清楚
And our brother reminded us with a very timely message and even to today I still remember it
就是在现在这个时候主要在我们当中做什么事
And that is what is God doing in this current time.
那一眨眼，三年过去了。
And in a blink of an eye, 3 years has passed.
我想跟弟兄姊妹们共勉，我们也要回到主面前，我们再来问问他，他要在我们当中做什么。
And I want to mutually encourage brothers and sisters that among us in this current time, right now, what is he doing?
大家可能都已经知道，我们六月四号开始，我们就要开始。恢复主日只有这个实体聚会。
And so, brothers and sisters, you may already know that on June 4th, we're going to fully recover, the only, in-person meetings.
我想，我里面的一个感觉就是主要带领我们继续的往前。
And my own personal feeling is that the Lord wants to move us forward.
这个是全教会的弟兄姊妹我们一起的一个新的征战。
And this, for brothers and sisters, we are to battle together.
所以主给我里面一点感觉，我想就着约书亚记第六章的一个故事，我想我们来一起来思想。
And so I do want to encourage brothers and sisters using the story of Joshua. Let us meditate on it together.
你知道约书亚记所讲的这个征战啊，跟别的征战有一点不一样。
We know that the battle that Joshua talks about and that he goes through is a little different from others.
约书亚记的征战是讲到得产业的征战。
Because the battles that Joshua goes through have to do with obtaining inheritance.
也是全体以色列人一起的征战。
And it is also a battle for the entire body of the Israelites.
我想愿主早晨用的这一段话勉励我们。
And so I do hope that this morning these words would be an encouragement to us.
你我今天在主面前怎么样继续的跟随他
That you and I today, how we are to follow him.
我们做的每一个细小的决定
Every single small decision that we make
都关乎整个教会
All have to do with the Lord's church.
这是一个严肃的征战
And this is a great battle.
好我想我们先来读一点圣经。
So let's read some of scripture.
约书亚记第六章第一节。
Joshua chapter 6 verse 1.
耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。耶和华晓谕约书亚说，看哪，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王，并大能的勇士都交在你手中。你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。七个祭司要拿七个羊角，走在约柜前。到第七日，你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角。他们吹的角声拖长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊，城墙就必塌陷，个人都要往前直上。
Now Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel. No one went out and no one came in. The Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand with its king and the valiant warriors. You shall march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Also, seven priests shall carry seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Then on the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall be that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people will go up, every man straight ahead.
好，接下去六章，这个接下去的约书亚就照着 神的 指示，他就六次跟以色列人告诉他们怎么做，怎么做，怎么做。
And so, continuing on in chapter 6, we see that Joshua did according to God's command, telling them what they are to do.
最后，以色列人在这个耶利哥有一个大胜仗。
And so then we see that in Jericho there was a great victory.
好，因为时间的缘故，我想我们就不把这接下来的经文再读了啊。
And so for the sake of time, we're not going to read all the verses.
那我们都需要在主面前来学习征战的功课。
Now we all need to learn the lessons of battle before the Lord.
因为我们每一个人都要在主面前为我们在他面前过的日子负责任。
Because we all need to bear responsibility for our days before Him.
主也提醒我们，我们所做的每一个的决定。
And He also reminds us that every decision we make
都不是孤立的。
It's not on purpose.
我们是在一起的。
Oh, it is not individual, it is corporate together.
啊，所以我们来一起来学习征战的功课。
So together, let us learn these lessons of battle.
我常常感觉就是我们信主的日子久了，有的时候会有经验。
And I do sometimes feel that as we have believed in the Lord for some time, we have some experience.
基督徒最可怕的就是凭经验做事。
But the most scary thing is that you just simply go by your past experience.
所以约书亚记的这个故事，我们有一点思想。
And so through the story of Joshua, let's have some meditation.
首先第一节他告诉我们，这个耶利哥的城门啊，因为以色列人的缘故，关得严谨。
And so in verse 1, it tells us that the city of Jericho was tightly shut because of the sons of Israel.
无人出入。
No one went out and no one came in.
这是一个非常特别的征战的环境。
This is a very particular battle environment.
这个我们在我们的学习和在我们的经历当中也常常碰到这样的事。
Oftentimes, in our own experience and learning, we can also say this.
好像我们在面对一个坚固的营垒。
It's like we are facing this impenetrable fortress.
圣经告诉我们，耶利哥的城门是又高又大又坚固。
Because the Bible does tell us that the city of Jericho, the walls were strong, they were tall, they were mighty.
这个门一关啊，这个你是从外面要进攻进去是非常困难。
That once the doors are shut, no one can try to even dig their way in.
这个情形好像我们也有一些经历啊，我们有的时候碰到人的心思里面的营垒。
Sometimes we also have such experience. When you meet a person, that you will find that their thoughts or the way they think is an impenetrable wall.
你去给他传福音。
You try to share the gospel with them.
你说出去的每一句话，你的感觉好像都弹回来了。
And every word you say, it seems like it just bounces off of them.
我们有的时候碰到在人际关系上面碰到营垒。
And sometimes in our interpersonal relationships, we find that there are these fortresses.
你试图努力的要跟他要能够搞好关系，对不对？
You try your very best to have a good relationship with them.
但是你碰到一个营垒。
But then you meet this wall.
又高又大又厚
tall and mighty and strong.
有的时候你碰到一个人的习惯
and sometimes you hit upon
习惯也是坚固的营垒
somebody's habits and these habits are also very strong walls.
我现在有的时候又觉得真的我们的惰性是一个很大的营垒
and oftentimes I feel that our fallen nature is this terrible wall.
我记得那个时候新冠刚刚开始的时候这个聚会的方式突然改变了。
When COVID first began, I saw that the meeting format changed.
我觉得好困难哦。
I felt it was so hard.
我记得有位弟兄那时候请我问我是不是可以来领诗歌，我说我跟弟兄说我对着屏幕唱不出诗歌。
And our brother had asked me to lead songs, and I said I'm so sorry, I don't know how to sing hymns.
我们在聚会当中也会碰到这样的营垒。
And in our gatherings, we also meet these strong walls.
这个我们是主在我们的在这里就提醒我们。
And so the Lord here is reminding us.
碰到这样的情形的时候。
When you encounter such a situation.
怎么办？
What do you do?
照着我们的天性啊，我来想办法。
According to our own nature, we say, oh, let's think of a way.
是不是可以想找些人这个混到里面去，里应外合。
Can we perhaps bring somebody else from a different group to co-work with us?
一看没办法，城门关得严谨，无人出入。
But here we see that the walls are tightly shut. No one could go in or out.
也许可以造一些工具。
Perhaps we can create some tools.
是不是？我们有很多办法的。
Then is it that now we have lots of ways and methods?
结果主就一开始没有容许以色列人走这条路。
But then we see that the Lord will not allow the Israelites to walk that way.
他一开始就跟约书亚说。
And right from the beginning, the Lord said to Joshua,
看啊，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你手中。
See, I have given Jericho into your hand with his king and the valiant warriors.
这个在讲什么呢？
What is he saying?
这个是他在告诉我们。
Here he's telling us,
所有一切征战的得胜已经都交在我们的主耶稣基督的手中。
All of the victory of this battle has already been given to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他已经掌管了这个得胜。
He already has the victory.
你我今天所面对的这些艰难。
All of the difficulties that you and I encounter today.
他已经都为我们胜过了。
He has already gained the victory.
为什么这件事这么重要呢？
Why is this so important?
因为你我如果离开了基督救恩的根基，去寻求帮助的话，
Because if you and I try to seek victory that is outside of the foundation of the gospel of Christ,
我们注定要在解决问题的过程当中与其他的一切妥协。
Then we will compromise when we try to use any other method.
我们就会在神的旨意上面亏欠他。
In God's will, we will fall short of Him.
啊，所以在这件事上，主的要求是没有任何的妥协的余地的。
And so here, in this particular battle, the Lord does require absolute no compromise.
艰难和营垒是逼着我们去投靠主。
The difficulty and the fortresses now force us to completely trust and rely on Him.
我有的时候我这些年越来越深处有感觉。
In these past years, I truly more and more feel.
今天早上读圣经，今天早上晨更的时候说有一句话，他说我们越来越觉得自己一无用处。
And this morning, even as I was having my quiet time, I feel that more and more that we are becoming more useless.
真的这个感觉越来越深刻。
And this feeling becomes more and more deep.
主实在是恩待我们，叫我们有这样的感觉。
The Lord truly shows us grace to allow us to have this feeling.
然后接着这样的，因为有这样的感觉，我们就有这个强烈的需要要抓住主。
And so because of this feeling, I have the strong need of the Lord.
神教以色列百姓，他们一进迦南的第一个征战，他要学的第一件事。
This is the very first lesson that the Israelites had to learn as soon as they entered into Canaan.
征战属乎耶和华。
That means that the battle belongs to the Lord.
啊，然后主就神就继续说下去。
And then the Lord continues on in his instructions.
他说，你们的一切兵丁。要围绕这城一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前，到七日，你们要绕城七次，祭司也要吹角。
And so you shall march around the city, all the men of war circling the city once. You shall do so for 6 days. Also, 7 priests shall carry 7 trumpets, and on the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets.
这个在这件事之前, 可能天下人间没有看过这样打仗的。
Perhaps before this, no one on earth had ever seen anybody battle in such a way.
这个叫什么?
What is this?
第一节告诉我们, 我们的 strategy, 我们的战略上是要投靠主。
First, it tells us that our strategy is that we are to trust in the Lord.
第二句话, 他接下来就讲说, 在战术上依然是神所命定的。
And secondly, that the strategy is already set, predetermined by the Lord.
神清清楚楚地跟以色列人说, 这是围城之战, 绕城之战。
And so the Lord very clearly instructed that they were to circle in their battle.
这个是远超过人所能想象的一切的东西。
This far surpasses what man could even begin to imagine.
所以他 以色列人在这里学的第二件事就是要在主面前有充足的等候。
And so the second lesson that the Israelites needed to learn before the Lord was that they needed to fully wait upon Him.
真正的得胜不光是要明白神真正在乎耶和华，还要在主面前有充足的等候的功夫。
And so not only in the lessons of battle that we need to know that the battle belongs to the Lord, but also we need to know that in battle we need to wait upon the work of the Lord.
直到他向我们施怜悯,
until He shows us mercy.
告诉我们这个战术是什么,
to tell us what are the details of this battle.
然后第三个接下去, 我们就看见约书亚就照着神的指示, 他就来带领以色列人。
We see that Joshua did so in leading and guiding the Israelites.
我们稀奇的是, 他后面有, 在这一章里面讲了六个约书亚说。
And so we find it is so amazing that in this chapter, Joshua spoke to the Israelites 6 times.
包括详细到他们怎么列队的顺序, 每个人应该做什么。
To the point where he was detailing what was the order, what person should do what.
什么时候应该是安静的, 什么时候是应该呼喊的, 要围绕几天, 到这个详细的细节。
All of the details to the point of what is the order, what days you do what, when are you supposed to be quiet, when are you supposed to be making noise, all of these things.
有些是在神对约书亚说的这个前面记录的这句话里面没有讲到的。
Even perhaps some of these things that the Lord didn't say to Joshua right at the very beginning. What does this tell us?
战略上我们是依靠主，战术上我们是靠着主，我们在实行上依然是主借着圣灵在每一个细节上带领我们。
Even before the battle, and especially during the battle, that we are trusting in the Lord, especially during the battle, you trust in Him for every single detail. We dare not think that we are able to do anything.
我们领受了命令,
when you hear a command, oftentimes we just, with impulse, we rush ahead. And then we realize we fail.
原因就在乎这个跟得紧不紧。
The reason is whether or not you are following closely.
约书亚把这些细节一个一个地告诉以色列人。
Joshua told the Israelites every single detail.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
以色列人也是战战兢兢地跟着。
And so the Israelites also, with fear and trepidation, they followed.
我想在这7天当中, 以色列人一定是 这个心里面是起起伏伏。
I believe that the Israelites, within these 7 days, within their hearts, they must have been going up and down a lot.
这个一圈一圈地绕。
Because all they were doing was walking in circles.
这在告诉我们什么?
What does this tell us?
我们是在主的面前要有忍耐的心。
That before the Lord, we need to have a patient heart.
要有安静的心,忍耐的心。
A quiet and patient heart before Him.
很多的时候我们在征战当中我们缺乏这个。
Oftentimes in battle, we lack this.
We are
in such a hurry to see the end result. To such a point that we cannot endure to the end.
哦，主借着这里提醒我们。
But here the Lord is reminding us.
好好的跟着，不要看得太远。
Follow closely, don't look too far ahead.
有一个应许在那里。
Because there is a promise already.
就是你我只要这样子跟着他。
Because if you follow in this way,
最终的胜利是我们的。
The victory already belongs to us.
并且得胜的掳物也是我们的。
As well as, the way to victory is also ours.
跟着主征战有享受的。
And then when you follow the Lord, there is enjoyment.
不是光有这个，不是光有艰苦，不是光有征战。
It's not just you suffer through the battle.
但是有享受的。
But it is an enjoyment.
我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们正在一个关键的时刻。
We are at a very critical time.
我们接下去教会恢复许许多 很多的聚会都要恢复。
That in our church gathering, many things will be recovered.
这跟每一位弟兄姊妹都是有关系。
And this has to do with every brother and sister.
你的一个意念。
Your thought.
你的一个这个供应。
Every single intention.
你供应 provision.
Or every provision.
你的每一个侍奉。
Every one of the services
都关乎这个教会接下去这段时间我们这条路走得好不好
All have to be determined by whether or not our way is well
这仅仅不光远远不仅仅是主日我们到这里来聚会的问题
And it's not just a matter of whether or not you come here on Sundays to gather
你知道去年七月份的时候我们开始恢复实体聚会的时候
Last July when we began to gather together in person
我非常快乐的来。
And,
I came with a lot of joy.
I came with lots of joy.
我真的很盼望啊。
Because I had great hope.
跟弟兄姊妹隔着屏幕聚了两年多。
And because I hadn't gathered with brothers and sisters for 2 years, more than 2 years.
现在感谢主。
And so I thank the Lord.
他不光是叫我们只是有这么一这个现在这个恢复的情形。
So not only can we have this condition of recovery,
他还给我们机会叫我们完全恢复。
He gives us this opportunity to be recovered completely.
这是我们靠着主得胜的机会。
This is an opportunity to have the victory by the Lord.
当我们我必须承认有的时候啊在家里点一点点一点那个电脑上面的那个屏幕上的那个 icon 就聚会很方便。
I do acknowledge that sometimes when the schedule icon on the computer reminds me that there's a meeting, to click on it is very convenient.
不用开车，也这个也不会这个赶什么，是不是
？That I don't need to drive, that I don't need to hurry because of the schedule.
但是愿主在里面激励我们。
But may the Lord encourage us.
因为他盼望他的儿女们聚在一起。
Because he desires for his children to gather
together. 所以我们这些蒙他爱的人，我们愿意为着讨他的喜悦的缘故，我们来征战。
So for us who desire to please the Lord, may we all come together.
我们来胜过自己的习惯。
May we surpass our own personal habits.
胜过我们心思里面的淫累。
And overcome all the encumbrances within our own minds.
我们跟我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹一起来聚在主的面前。
And gather together before the Lord with our dear brothers and sisters.
一起来享受他要给我们的丰富的祝福。
To enjoy of his abundant blessings.
愿主激励我们。
May the Lord encourage us.
我早上就这一点感觉，我其实我们刚才唱那首诗歌啊。
And so this is the feeling that the Lord has given to me in the hymn that we just sang before.
我不敢稍微失败。
I dare not be defeated.
其实我自己深深的感觉。
And I do truly deeply sense.
真的一不注意就要失败。
That we do not dare to be defeated.
稍微一个不注意。
If we are not paying close attention that we can be defeated.
我们很容易就失败。
It's so easy for us to be defeated.
多年以前
Many years ago,
我们一起教会一起读这个雅歌的时候
，When we were reading the Song of Solomon,
yes, 有一句话一直勉励我。
There is this word that constantly encouraged me.
我也在这里跟弟兄姊妹分享。
And I have shared with brothers and sisters before.
我们共勉。
and to mutually encourage.
耶稣说，他说，你只管跟着羊群的脚中行。
That we just want to follow in the footsteps of the flock.
哦，跟着羊群的脚中。
And that we together follow in the footsteps of the flock.
跟弟兄姊妹们在一起。
To be with brothers and sisters.
一起在主面前追求。
That together we pursue the Lord.
一起长进。
And together we grow.
就像我们柯林弟兄刚才说的，我们来一起来互相勉励，互相支持。
Just as our brother Ke had shared previously, that together we are to mutually encourage one another.
我们一起在这条路上昂首挺胸，唱得胜的乐歌。
So that we can all stand up straight as we walk forward in singing the song of victory.
好，我今天教堂我就要教堂在这里。
And so this ends my sharing today.